weeks. Now, good morning to you. Thank you so very much for joining us in conversation. Now, as promised, we're going to be talking about corruption this morning on the show. And so you are joined by Zakir Mohammed, who is the director in corporate investigation sector of the dispute resolution practice at Clough Dekkerhof Meyer. Now, corruption is a term that we know all too well in South Africa. But whenever we mention corruption, there's your financial implications and then there's your reputation implications. But how do you then? How do you protect your organization against such damages? Zakir joins you this morning. Zakir, a very good morning to you. Thank you so very much for joining us.
Good morning, Abongile, and thanks for having me on your show. And good morning to all the listeners out there as well.
It seems like in South Africa, wherever you turn, there is the term corruption, corruption, corruption. But, you know, each and every organization has to protect itself or prevent corruption from happening. So as common as it is, how does a company prevent corruption?
Well, there's numerous measures that an organization should implement in dealing with corruption and corrupt activity. And I always say the starting point is to understand what the legislative requirements are. And that's in particular for organizations that operate in several jurisdictions as well, because you want to ensure that the measures that you implement are going to be effective and compliant with laws in all of the jurisdictions where you operate. Then the next important thing is to conduct an effective risk assessment, because once you identify where your particular anti-bribery and corruption risks are, will you be able to implement measures to mitigate those particular risks. So the risk assessment is quite important. And then you want to conduct due diligence on your business partners, your agents, your employees, etc., so you can understand what particular risks they may pose to your organization. You want to have an effective policy framework setting out the do's and don'ts in your particular organization. And then you want to train your employees and your stakeholders on your policy framework. It's well and good to have world-class policies, but it's important to train your employees on that. And then you want to provide whistleblower protection as well to encourage people to come forward and report this kind of activity. And the last thing you want to do, The last thing you want to do is also monitor and review your compliance program to make sure that it's effective, because your risks are going to change over time. So you want to make sure that the measures that you have are always going to be meaningful and effective.
I want to talk about that because, you know, we are all talking of the fact that let us expose corruption. So first of all, how do you get that culture into an organization in terms of exposing corruption? And then you mentioned also something about whistleblowers. I think this is where we're lacking also in South Africa. So how would an organization expose corruption and also at the same time protect the whistleblower?
I think the starting point is the tone at the top in any organization. I think management needs to set the tone that this kind of activity will not be tolerated in an organization. So whenever there's something unethical or irregular that happens in the organization, it needs to be dealt with effectively. When it comes to whistleblowers, I think it's important to inform all the employees in the organization what the procedure is, to come forward and report on this kind of activity, and to let them know that there will be no reprisals for coming forward in good faith and reporting any irregular, unethical activity. So it's having a system in place where you will encourage accountability and letting people know that there will be protected if they come forward and report irregular activity.
It seems to me that, okay, the key word here is that the organization needs to train its people, right? So you need to train people to prevent corruption in whatever way you can. So in your knowledge, what programs are out there in terms of training people to prevent corruption?
I think it doesn't necessarily need to be a formal training program. I think it just needs to be internal training where you train your employees on your policies and your procedures and what controls you have, and also letting them understand what the consequences of this kind of activity are. I always tell all of my clients, I always inform them that at the end of the day, our organizations are where we earn our bread and butter. And it's important for us to protect our organizations, because if we don't, we could end up losing our jobs, etc., if our organizations suffer from the consequences of this kind of activity. So it's sending a message across the entire organization to be vigilant, to look for any red flags. If something doesn't seem right, look into it further. Don't just ignore anything that doesn't seem normal or proper. Ask questions.
If you're joining the conversation, you are listening to Zakir Mohammed, who is the director in the corporate investigation sector of the dispute resolution practice at Cliff Decker of Mayor. We're talking about corruption and the implications thereof. They are financial, they are reputational. But how do you ensure that you protect your organization against corruption? Well, that's exactly what he is answering. Feel free to be part of the conversation also on 021-446-0567. Maybe there are some things that you've implemented in your company. Would love to hear from you. I mean, Zakir, just before we end this, you mentioned that you've got your clients that you consult with. In South Africa, it seems we have an issue with companies that sometimes they try to do things on their own. And I suppose what I'm trying to say is it's okay to ask when you don't know at times.
100%. I think it's very important. I mean, nobody's saying that you need to go and get the Rolls Royce of advice initially. But I think what you shouldn't do is, I think a lot of times what people try and do is they want to develop a compliance program and they make it unnecessarily complex for themselves. And I think it's good to get some advice just so that you can break it down simply. Because a lot of these measures are not technical measures. And I mean, you also want to look at your organization. If you're a small organization, you don't necessarily need to have a complex compliance program. You know, something simple, have certain controls in place. So start with something simple and build from there. And also get advice. It's good to get advice from the experts so they can guide you in the right direction.
All right, Zakir, just before we let you go, then, can we have your views or rather your parting words then for the Cape Talk listeners?
I think at the end of the day, it's important for all of us to play a role in eradicating corruption in our country. I think we all have a role to play. We all need to be vigilant, and we must all do our best to report this kind of activity and to look out for it so that we can actually deal with it effectively and not brush things under the carpet.
I hear that. We all have a role to play. Zakir, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Do have yourself a fantastic morning further.
Thank you very much. You too.
Thank you so much, Sir Zakir Mohammed, joining you, having a conversation around corruption. 31567, that's the standard SMS line. You are listening to the Early Breakfast Show.